Here are the stories we're covering this week in the Category5.tv newsroom. Dubai is replacing a sizable number of their police force with robots. Bell Canada has been hacked, resulting in a large data breach of customer info. Nokia's 3310 dumb phone has been rebooted and is on sale now. New research has found that Yahoo Mail has been leaking private email attachments for years. And what happens when artificial intelligence is allowed to name paint colors? These stories are coming right up. Don't go anywhere.
Jeff Weston.
Yeah, man.
You're building a brand new, beautiful website.
What?
Aren't you?
No. Am I?
Oh, you're a terrible actor.
What?
This is where acting comes into play.
Oh, I didn't know we were acting.
You're supposed to act.
Okay, fair enough. All right.
Yeah, I'm building a really cool website. Are you building a really cool website? You need hosting. One of the things about a hosting account is you don't want to have limitations put on your website.
It's true.
How much hard drive space do you have? How many email accounts? How many domains can point to it? Well, we've got an amazing deal for you. For a very limited time, cat5.tv/dreamhost. For just $5 and a bit of change per month, you are going to get unlimited website hosting, unlimited email accounts on that hosting service. You are also going to receive a free domain name.
Ooh.
So your own .com.
Nice.
To put that amazing website that you've been working on
it's
on
true.
There. If you want to build a WordPress site, fine. Sign up. cat5.tv/dreamhost.
Just don't put Panama Papers on it.
Just don't do it. But hey, it's a great deal, folks. Best deal you're going to find. $5 and change per month. Go to cat5.tv/dreamhost.
I'm Sasha Dermatis, and here are the top stories for the week of May 24th, 2017. Dubai is constantly pushing the envelope for a smart city, and now a robotic police officer is making its rounds on city streets. The robot rolls around on wheels. It can salute, bow, speak in multiple languages, and recognize hand gestures from up to 1.5 meters away. It also has a tablet lodged in its chest, which civilians can use to report crimes. It was designed by the Dubai police with assistance from IBM's Watson and Google. It's apparently not designed to deter serious crime, but to take over small tasks to improve overall happiness levels among city streets, according to the director of the Smart Services Department for the Dubai Police. Think robots don't affect jobs? The department hopes to replace a full quarter of its forces with similar bots by 2030.
Ooh. I feel like there'd be some comments on that one.
Questions, comments, thoughts, concerns, Jeff?
I am biting my lip.
Does he remind you of Pepper just a little bit? Like a taller,
yeah.
More authoritative Pepper?
You know what? I don't hate this idea. I will tell. Well, you know me. But I don't hate this idea. Mm-hmm. I will say I would be worried about vandals.
Coming up to the robot?
Yeah. Like, I'm sure it's a federal offense.
Hold on. Sure. So they've got a cop that's a robot replacing real cops. And your concern is not the people that are being put out of work, but the crime that's going to happen against the robotic cop.
You know how yin-yang we are right now? Yeah.
I think
I'm split down the
middle.
This
is just a horrible, horrible idea.
Do you know? Okay. Let's take away the idea that it's going to replace people. It's also going to free up some really horrible, like, time-consuming things that a robot could do that people don't have to worry about.
But, okay, I can't imagine that this thing has got a top speed of more than 3-4K a second. I mean, it's not like there's a lot of running
K
robots.
K per second?
Or 3K per second?
You can't even see it go by, Jeff.
You know, kilometer.
I'm like the grammar police.
Cop lightning.
Kilometers per hour. That's right. Thank you for the catch. Like, they don't move that fast. So, thanks for calling Dubai Police. We're going to send our robotic cop out to you to help you cross the street. It'll be there in 3 hours.
This is more for people who are concerned that somebody's, like, lawn isn't kept up. You know how the people that call the bylaw officer is, like, crazy?
If I
feel like
a robot cop show up at my place and say, you must pull your weeds, I'm probably going to vandalize it.
Amazon needs to kind of couple with these folks and have them deliver packages and stuff at the same time.
I think this is the most...
robot delivery people.
I could see maybe as like a joke mall cop greeter thing where it's standing in one place. Like, can I direct you somewhere? Like, I can maybe see that. Maybe. But to actually roll this thing out as law enforcement is a complete joke. And what happens from a legal standpoint? Because I'm sure there's cameras in the eyes. It's going to record all this stuff.
Right.
So what happens if you come up to it and report some sort of a crime or you do something that's wrong? Where's the legal authority on what constitutes police contact? Like, this is going to have legal ramifications that lawyers are going to love.
Right.
I guess we'll have to see what is used for. What does it do?
Right.
Is it just a mall cop replacement?
Right.
I think it's ridiculous. You know,
well,
help people with their bags?
That's true. I love it, but I love things like this. I mean, I think...
She's just like, it's so cute.
I've wanted a robot to help me at my work for a long time.
Have you not seen iRobot? Yeah.
I don't think we're quite there yet, Jeff.
We're not there yet. That's fiction, Jeff.
Okay, have you seen RoboCop?
This is real world.
Has Dubai seen RoboCop? That's the question. How creeped out are they going to be?
I bugged my boss so much about wanting a robot that he hired me a real human.
Aw, that's nice. So you think it's a real human.
You know, the day really they bring a robot into your office, I'm going to see how you feel about robots.
I'm not going anywhere.
Right?
Somebody needs to dust the robots.
They can dust themselves. Have you not seen WALL-E?
They move at 3 to 4 kilometers per second.
No dust is landing on those guys.
Moving on.
Amidst the noise of the WannaCry attack, Canada's largest telecom company, Bell Canada, had 2 million of its customer records stolen by unknown hackers. Bell said it is working with Canadian police to find out who was responsible for the disclosure of the customer email addresses and phone numbers, all that's needed for a massive phishing scam. The names were also obtained for about 1,700 of their customers. Bell Canada said in a brief statement, there is no indication that any financial, password, or other sensitive personal information was accessed. Serving around 21 million customers in the Great White North, Bell Canada offers both fixed line and wireless phone service, as well as internet and television. The carrier reported revenues of $5.38 billion Canadian in their last fiscal quarter. Bell Canada did not say whether the customer details stolen in the attack were pulled from a specific service. The Canadian Privacy Commissioner's Office has said it is also gathering data about the hack. Wow. The rebooted Nokia 3310 has gone on sale nearly 17 years after the original made its debut. The phone, which has a 2-megapixel camera and relies on 2.5G connectivity to offer only limited internet access, is being sold for about 50 euros. Part of the nostalgia is found in the being able to leave your charger at home. The battery in the reimagined 3310 offers up to 22 hours of talk time and up to a month in standby mode. One expert said its success depended on how much people would be willing to pay for a device that oozes nostalgia. Ben Wood from technology consultancy CCS Insight is personally excited about the 3310's return, but says if you put this in the hands of a millennial who's addicted to Snapchat, of course it's the wrong phone. I feel like it's the right phone for anybody who wants to wean themselves off of smartphones and back into like real life.
What about I don't like to be connected all the time.
Right.
Right? And I'm sure there are still people that are like me that are a little bit on the retro side that way.
I would like that. I mean, I know it bothers Dave, especially, sure. We'll say, when I'm like checking my phone and checking my Facebook feed and things, when really I should be like really engaged in conversation.
Sure.
Right? Yeah. But it's an addiction.
Smartphones, like, you tend to be like this because you've got Facebook, you've got everything, right. You've got email, you've got everything.
I would gladly.
So the kids, pay as you go, here you go, you can call if there's an emergency, that's what phones are about.
Right.
You don't
I
need
would,
to have a computer
I
in your
would
pocket all the time.
I would gladly buy one of these and get myself unhooked. Right? You can still contact me if you need
you
me.
You heard it here.
so.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Emergency phone in the glove box.
Perfect. Nobody else find it intriguing that this is a tech show and we've got two of you talking about giving up tech?
It's
I love tech when it's used properly, but it sometimes tech is that's abused. True.
I like tech that minimizes the problems in my life. I don't like tech that enhances them, right? So now if I'm on my phone and I'm doing this, at first I have bad posture and I'm not paying attention to the outside world. I work for a chiropractor. Bad posture is a big deal. And I'm missing out on things. And for Absolutely. Some reason, I super care what everybody on Facebook is doing. Like, I super care. I care like at least four times an hour. That's how much I care. That's ridiculous. I would like it. I can't just disable the app, evidently. I would like a phone that doesn't have
yes,
it.
Yes, you can.
No, I cannot.
She can't emotionally handle
that. Emotionally. Oh,
I am the kind of person, like, I don't judge others for it, but I am not the person who wants to be in line at the coffee shop with a phone to his ear because I'm not that important.
Right.
I've said that before. I'm not a doctor. I'm not on emergency call. People can reach me at my office or at my home if they need me. And if I'm in between, you don't need to get me right then and there. I can call you back.
See,
leave me a voicemail.
I am constantly dealing with work emails and attachments.
Sure.
And I need
different.
To pull up like Excel files and stuff. So for me, the idea of switching over to this... I couldn't do it.
This is the first time we've been on the opposite sides of the robot thing.
This isn't robots.
It's sort of.
Yeah. No.
It sort of is.
Tech.
There's a little fuzzy middle
tech
in here.
Over.
Yes. This is not black and white, but this is a robot situation, and you like it.
One of the stories we just can't agree, Sasha.
For years, Yahoo Mail has exposed a wealth of private user data because it failed to update widely used image processing software that contained critical vulnerabilities. That's according to a security researcher who warned that other popular services are also likely to be leaking sensitive subscriber secrets. Chris Evans, the researcher who discovered the vulnerabilities and reported them privately to Yahoo engineers, has dubbed them Yahoo Bleed. Because of the vulnerabilities, caused the site to bleed content stored in server memory. The easy-to-exploit flaws resided in ImageMagick, an image processing library that's supported by PHP, Ruby, Node.js, Python, and about a dozen other programming languages. One version of Yahoo Bleed was the result of Yahoo failing to install a critical patch released in January 2015. A second Yahoo Bleed vulnerability was the result of a bug that ImageMagick developers fixed only recently after receiving a private report from Evans. The vulnerability discovered by Evans could be exploited by emailing a maliciously manipulated image file to a Yahoo mail address. After opening the 18-byte file, chunks of Yahoo server memory began leaking to the end user. Evans called this version of the attack Yahoo Bleed 1. Yahoo Bleed 2 worked by exploiting the vulnerability fixed in January 2015. Together, the bugs allowed attackers to obtain browser cookies, authentication tokens, and private image attachments belonging to Yahoo Mail users. Despite Yahoo allowing one of the bugs to remain unpatched for 28 months, Evans praised company engineers for their speed and thoroughness in responding to his private report. Rather than patch ImageMagick, Evans said Yahoo opted to stop using the library, a move he applauded. Over the past 18 months, the app has come under increased criticism for harboring critical vulnerabilities, which in the past have threatened Facebook users, among others. Evans warned that other widely used web services are still likely vulnerable. Ever wonder where they get the strange names for paint colors? It could be worse. It could be up to AI. Research scientist and neural network goofball Janelle Shane decided to train a neural network to generate new paint colors, complete with appropriate names. The results are possibly the greatest work of artificial intelligence I've ever seen to date. Shane wrote on her Tumblr, "For this experiment, I gave the neural network a list of about 7,700 Sherwin-Williams paint colors along with their R gigabytes values. Could the neural network learn
Sorry,
to...
Sorry, that's RGB. That's our teleprompter doing that. It's RGB. Anytime you say R gigabytes, just know.
It's
that's
RGB?
That's the teleprompter, yeah.
Oh, oopsie.
That's my mistake, not yours.
Okay.
I was wondering. I'm like, there's a gigabyte value.
Sometimes our teleprompter will convert GB to gigabyte.
Oh,
right.
And so when I read that,
RGB,
it's funny. When I wrote, yeah. I read it earlier. I was like, I wonder if Robbie will explain what that is to me.
But there you go. There you go.
So it's not. It doesn't
mind.
Exist.
Keep that in mind, and I apologize.
Okay. So to learn and invent new paint colors and give them attractive names, Shane was able to get the algorithm to recognize some basic colors like red and gray, though not reliably, because she also gets a sky blue called gray pubic.
Oh my goodness.
And a dark green called stoomy brown. In the end, she concludes, 1, the neural network really likes beige, brown, and gray. 2, the neural network has really, really bad ideas for paint names. Possibly the neural network needed better parameters, but really, who can argue with results like snowbonk, bunflow, bank butt, dorkwood, and turdly?
Luke Stump.
Luke Stump. Thanks for watching the Category5.tv newsroom. Don't forget to like and subscribe for all your tech news with a slight Linux bias. And for more free content, be sure to check out our website. From the Category5.tv newsroom, I'm Sasha Dermatis.